Kate Workman starting. Also for the Bruins, Corey Wampler, Lindley Trushel, Delaney Trushel, Amelia Osgood. The Lady Patriots are going to go tonight, starting out left to right on the radio dial. Balls into Wilson in the paint. She's triple team. Gets it back outside to Mackenzie Cochran. Appreciate her granddad listening from Carmel, Indiana, here on WAKM. Balls in the corner. Long shot from Ward. Bottom. Great Caesars goes to Olivia Ward from downtown. Shot that one from the cheering section. Three guys tried to get her phone number. She ran by. It's 3-0. Lady Patriots. Bruins going from right to left tonight in their home white uniforms with royal blue numerals, black shoes. Delaney Trushel out front, most valuable player, 11-8. Shot on the way, Osgood, back rim, no good. Difference in this ball game, if Paige wins, it's going to be the play of Olivia Wright, the big post player.
You mean Olivia Wilson?
Wilson, my bad, Olivia Wilson. And that drives in the paint, stolen by Emily Trushel. She's already committed to the University of South Carolina, Aiken. Here goes Osgood down the right wing. This is to Kate Workman. Workman's out front to Emily Trushel. Shot away from Osgood.
Off.
Way off. Missed it on the front. Whistle blows. And ball's tipped out of bounds. Bruins going to get it in bounds. Second shot at 6:33 mark. Alice Kristoff on the board tonight. Studio A at 1333 West Main Street. Amelia Osgood, cross-court pass. Emily Trussell for three. But front rim, no good. Here comes Delaney Noe across the timeline quickly. Left-handed shot, no good. Alex, you turn your mic off. We can hear you, buddy. Thanks. Here. Ball thrown inside. Stolen by Ward. That's another steal. Shot out front. Delaney Noe way out front. Shot missed. Pulled down by Wilkins. Alex, you're hearing you now. Please stop. Thank you.
Back at Mackenzie Cochran with an offensive rebound and putback.
Here comes the Bruins. Slow start tonight, trailing by five. 5:20 to go. Osgood missed first three shots. Didn't call it. Kate Workman for three. Back rim, no good. Brentwood has won both games they played against Page this year, won by seven in each ball game. Tough to beat a team three straight times, Garth, as you know.
It's definitely tough.
Wow. Wilson on the block. Delaney Trussell goes in, has it her pocket picked. Here comes Paige the other way. It's Wilkins driving to the left, going up, and charging call. Emily Trussell takes the charge. Well, takes one for the team right there. Wilkins a little out of control, driving into paint. 5-0 is our score. Huge crowd here from Rudderville tonight. Huge crowd. Matter of fact, Rudderville's probably empty right now.
I tell you, they packed the house tonight. You're exactly right.
Supporting their team. Love it.
Nice move by Workman.
Workman goes in.
With a block.
Yeah, but
Osgood right
hands. Osgood takes the rebound, puts it back, breaks the ice. 5-2 to 4:30 mark. Boy, what a matchup. Wampler on Delaney Noe. She's out of sync on that one. Here's Workman on the drive. Goes up. Too hard. Gets her own rebound. Goes up. Scores. 5-4. 4:20 to go.
Need to settle it down right now.
Wilkins slowly across timeline picked up by Kate Workman. This is a matchup right here. Wilkins takes it down the left wing to Ward. She drives in the paint, kicks it back to Cochran. It's a good step back.
She'd have made that shot. That was big time if she'd have made that shot.
That would have been taking the house down.
I like the effort, though. I like the fall.
Love
I'll tell you what, Mackenzie Cochran is an X factor in this game tonight. If that young lady can have a big ball game, it's going to be extremely difficult for Brentwood to come out on top if Mackenzie Cochran has a really good game. I love the way she plays the game. Lily Wilkin, I like Lily Wilkin at the point. Delaney no over the two. Delaney is pressing too much, trying to score. Just let the game come to you, and everything will be fine.
There goes Brentwood in the paint, kicking back to Troy Womper.
Great short ball movement by Brentwood.
Short on the three-pointer. Here comes Paige across the timeline quickly to Wilkins. She sets it at the three-point line, drives in on the paint, goes up left-handed, and is stolen. Picked the pocket by Trussell to Workman, quickly down against Snow, and she draws a foul. Took one across the face. On the line is Workman shooting two. Workman really doesn't start, usually the sixth player.
And he changed his lineup tonight.
Sophie Ross is coming in now. And also going to bring in Lorenzo late. Workman missed the second. Tied at five, 3:20 to go. Full court press being employed. Good pass by Delaney No to get it across the timeline. Gets to the Wilkins. That sets her shot.
Ooh, in and out.
Good rebound. Pulled down by Osgood. Here they come. It's Brentwood across the timeline. Going right to left. Gets into Lawson. Running the floor. And
she walked.
And she did. She shot her feet.
They got her on the second walk. She walked before that one, but they got her on the second.
An over 5-5, 2:50 mark. Slowly across the timeline, picked up by Emily Trussell. And it's stolen inside. Ralston on the steal. And boy, Cochran and Osgood are going at it. They are going at it. I mean, there's a lot of respect on the floor, but no love. Nice basket. Osgood on the drive. Well, grandparents in New England would love that shot. Use that left hand, kiss the glass. Seven straight points, Garth. The Bruins trail.
As I said, X Factor earlier, Amelia Osgood is the X Factor for Brentwood. If she goes, they're going to be tough. There's Lily Wilkins.
Tied at seven. Another baseline drive. Use the glass, kiss it softly.
Oh, Cochran's doing a fantastic job turning Osgood on the.
Osgood on driving in the paint. She's going to use the glass. How do you do that? Great move.
Well, that's a left hand. She's got that. She's got a swing move to it. And, you know, she swings it over the defender.
Yep. Text Darryl. Too much talking. All right. Baseline shot on the way from Ward.
Got another one.
Downtown. Another. Olivia Ward nails the three. 10-9 to the score. This is break for talking over. Good ball movement out front. Here comes Osgood driving in the paint. Saw floater. Back rim, no good. Lorenzo pulls it down. Gets it back to Trussell for three. That's for three. We're swapping
three. Which Trussell was that?
That's Emily.
Okay.
Yeah. Shot on the way. Guess who? Ward. No good. Rebound. Fought forward and kicked out of bounds. It's still. Ball's going to be taken out of bounds. It's Paige on her own basket. Gets it out front. Shot on the way from Wilkins, front rim.
Well, that was deep right there.
Yeah, that was deep. That's out of her range. Here comes Delaney Trussell across the line. Lost the drive. On the line is Amelia Osgood. Correction,
no,
I'm going to take it out
on the floor.
On the floor, my bad. Lorenzi's taking it out of bounds. Osgood has it out front. 36-second mark. Long three. Great season goes. I mean a 29-footer, 15-10. Osgood's picking it up, 25 seconds. Page across the timeline. They're double-teamed out front. Ward's picked up. Ball's
good
inside.
Pass. Good pass by Cochran. She walks.
They finally called it. Yeah.
Wow.
The 13
seconds. It's a great pass, though.
15-10 is the score. Seconds to go, 15-10. Brentwood gets the ball inbounds. Trucial to Trucial. We're at 12 seconds. Across the timeline, back to the sister at 7 seconds. Clear it out, looking for Osgood at 5 seconds. Osgood's got it. Shots on the way. Good!
Oh,
great
season's
go. 18-10. Amelia Osgood drains it, 18-10. Alex, we need 1 minute. 1 minute right here on AM 950. 1 minute, Alex.
This is Ashley Hill, Chief Banking Officer for Franklin Synergy Bank. We're glad you've chosen to listen to WAKM, your hometown radio station. I wanted to share with you a quote from one of the football greats, Vince Lombardi. Coach Lombardi said, "People who work together will win, whether it be against strong football defenses or life in general." At Franklin Synergy Bank, we're a team working together. We're striving each and every day to be the best community bank in the nation for you. I believe our team of veteran bankers works hard to meet that goal. We would certainly appreciate the opportunity to earn your business, your support, and your trust. Stop in any one of our locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and let us show you why experience is the synergy difference.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here in Independence.
Second half action, second quarter action, 18-10. Amelia Osgood came out and has lit it up. Workman's got it top of the key.
Off the left.
Which is a nice play by Cochran. Now, I guess that plays. It's long shot to Delaney. No. Look at this. Rainbow. Call the fire department. These girls are on fire.
That's an answer right there.
18-13. And boy, the Page faithful didn't like that call. They thought it was out of bounds on Brentwood.
Delaney Trucial, I believe, twisted her ankle on that one.
Getting up a little. She's getting up a little gingerly. She's going to have to walk that one off.
She's definitely going to have to walk that off.
Lawson's going to check in for her any minute. Hope there wasn't anything major injured. Wortman's got it down the left wing. Drive. Osgood.
There you go.
And didn't. She walked in.
They're getting brutal out there.
Good drive in. Wilkins on the basket.
That's college ball movement right there.
That was.
That is as good as college movement right there that you will see.
What execution. 18-10 in the first quarter. In the first 53 seconds, Page comes out and scores 5 quick points. The intensity of the defense right now is amazing.
Well, I mean, we said this early in the season. Clearly, the two best teams that could play in the championship is Page and Brentwood tonight. I tell you what, it's a heavyweight match right here. And Coach Thrash and Coach Brock, you know, the adjustments they're going to make throughout this ball game, you can't ask. And I'm going to say again, the transition right there started with Mackenzie Crockerin with the steal. Then it went cross court. It zigzagged cross court in for a layup of Lily Wilkins, and that you just can't beat that. Now Lily Wilkins on Amelia Osgood with Delaney watching. So they're going to try to stop the penetration by Osgood.
All right, here comes Brentwood. They're trailing up three.
She walked.
She did.
That was a good call.
Good defense been employed by Page.
Marcus Kinzer Sr. has been calling for many, many years. He's going to catch stuff like that right there.
It was a good. Officiating staff we have this second game is exponentially better than the first one. Cross court pass tipped, saved by Wilkins. She stepped on the line.
Stepped on the line.
She did. That was Wilson on the baseline drive. 6:40 to go, second quarter action.
it's fun to watch Lily Wilkin guard. She's almost smiling as she's guarding.
Oh, I know. She enjoys the challenge. Ball's on the baseline. Walker puts it on the floor. She double-teamed, and it's going to go back to Paige.
Boy, they have picked up the defensive effort here the last 3 minutes in the ball game.
Coach Ron Block has put a fire underneath his Lady Patriots. Delaney Trucial back in. Rubs some dirt on that ankle. Got Lawson, Trucial, Workman, and nice steal. And that was by Delaney Trucial and Osgood. Workman goes up. Missed the layup. Delaney Trucial pulls it back in. Emily to Delaney. My bad. Let's win. Give me a break. Rebound, no. 6 minutes ago, 3-point differential, 18-15. Yeah, go ahead and feel free. Delaney knows pick up by Workman. She goes to the left, gets in the fake corner. She double teamed. The two players over there, it was Ward and Wilkins in the corner. And Coach Larry Noe is giving instructions behind it, which is good information. Delaney's going to get the ball in. It's Delaney Noe way out front to Cochran. Cochran drives to the left, goes in, challenges. Nice. Oh, used the glass, didn't go. Wilkins gets the rebound saved. But no. Yes. Delaney Noe for yes. That's tied at 3 at 18. Three-pointers. She's back-to-back. Three-pointers.
Who hit that? Delaney Noe.
Delaney Noe. Lorenzi shoots, misses, rebound, pull down. 1-on-2. Here comes Cochran. She uses the elbow to clear it out, and they're going to call blocking.
Call that on Osgood.
But she was moving. Good play on both parts. Shoot that ball, 5:23 to go, tied at 18. We knew it'd be a great one, number one and number two. Cochran's good. Her granddad in Carmel, Indiana, is listening. Listen to us all the night on radio.net. Appreciate him. Kind words. Second one, good. All of a sudden, Paige fights back. 10 straight points. 10 unanswered points by the Lady Patriots. We get back in this ball game. Trucial out front. Lorenzo out front. She's guarded by Ward. Cochran picks up Osgood. Good matchup. Osgood kicks it down the left wing. Lorenzo open. Back rim. No good. Delaney Noe on the rebound down the left wing for the Patriots. Wide open again. Now almost 3 in a row, guard. Boy, she thought she had 3 in a row. Emily Trucial on the rebound. Ripped it out of the air. Osgood's down the right wing. She's picked up by Wilkins. Cross-court pass. Shot on the way. Back rim. No good. Ball's fought for and kicked out of bounds. It is Paige's ball. Much to the pleasure of the huge Paige crowd here tonight. There's not a soul left in Rutherville. Arnold Road is empty. They're all over here tonight. Here comes Cochran down the right wing. Back to Wilkins up front. Ward thought about the drive. Pulls it back out to the left wing. Shot from the corner. Cochran.
There you go.
13 straight points. 13 straight points, unanswered. The Lady Patriots, 23-18. What a, this is Riley and Frazier, Emily Trucial. Bottom.
There's an answer.
Wow. 23-21, Emily Trucial knocks down the big three. Heavyweight match here tonight from Indy. 4 minutes to go before halftime. Actually got quiet in here, man. Almost caught her breath. Wilson, who's not had a point tonight, and she's on the floor, and the jump ball is called, and it goes to Brentwood.
Lady, don't lose, man. Come on. Got it.
Here comes. Brentwood across the timeline, 23-21. Shot blocked.
That was a good block.
It was a block. Lawson goes in. She rolls, tries to do a jump shot.
Over the back by Osgood. That's going to be 2 on Osgood.
That's a 3:25 mark.
That's a key foul right there. If Osgood gets in foul trouble, That's a big scoring factor right there missing from Brentwood if she has to go out of the ball game.
No doubt about it. She's double figure scorer on close to 20 points. Ball inside. Shot. Pull it back out. No again.
Whoa.
Missed that one. She made two in a row, missed two in a row from downtown. Whoa.
Oh, man.
Emily Tussle knocked to the ground. Brentwood Faithful won a foul. Don't get it. Millie Osgood.
She walked.
She did.
I see an adjustment that Ronnie's made, and I love the adjustment he's made.
What did he do?
He's keying in on Amelia Osgood and Delaney Trussell.
Yep.
He's keying and he's laying off of Chloe Wampler. And they're stopping the penetration. It's a big time adjustment. And I said it. Come on.
It's all about Wortman. Wortman's picked the pocket. The
easy layup process.
Osgood score, we're tied at 23. Under 2:30 to go before halftime, tied at 23. It's everything we thought it would be. Get it into Wilson. Wilson backed out. She's long shot by Cochran, pulled down by Delaney Trussell. Here she comes across the timeline. Farley gets it down to Osgood for three. Back rim, no good. Wortman, rebound, fall for it.
Oh,
Wilson pulls it up. Across the timeline to Wilkins. Here they come, the Patriots. Delaney on the drive. Soft floater. Man, it's a good shot. Couldn't make it go. Wilkins blocked.
Stay after.
Blocked. She gets her own rebound. Boy, Wilkins ever so tough.
Well, she had Osgood on her back. And with her on her back, she couldn't foul her.
Yep. Foul on Cochran from the back. Paige Faithful didn't like the call. Got a lot of ball. Got a little bit of arm. I guess that constitutes a foul. 1:33 to go. 25-23. Paige up in a slugfest. Brentwood undefeated district play this year. Osgood on the drive. Smart. She hit a block. She take one in the face. Got raked across the face. The Paige Faithful did not like it. 1:24 to go before halftime. Osgood going the line, shooting two. First one's good. 25-24. Got a chance to tie it up here. Osgood taking a breath. Relaxing. Pulling the trigger. Missed that one. Rare miss. Wilkins on the rebound. Here comes Paige across the timeline. It's a 1:18 mark. Delaney no out front. Cochran backed it out. They're spreading it out. Got it four corners exactly what they're doing. They're going to make Brentwood bring it and come out to get them. Ball's loose in there, almost stolen by Brentwood. Kicks it back to No. Under a minute.
Don't get in the trap.
Almost threw it away. Wilkins being very cool, calm, and dry, making the face the pass to Wilson. Wilson caught in the left corner. Oh, nice look. Oh, beautiful. No look pass from Wilson to Cochran.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
How pretty,
that was all Olivia Wilson right there.
How pretty was that?
She whipped that with her left hand. That was, oh, my goodness gracious.
I saw it coming and couldn't imagine making the play. Man, under 20 seconds, 27-24, Brentwood trailing. Wortman gets it. Wampler. Stop from Emily Trussell. Rimmed out. When has Brentwood been behind at halftime this year? None.
I don't think any.
27-24.
Somebody's going to have to get a shot.
Five seconds off. Delaney and Noel will take it. She pulls up three. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. And that's going to be it at halftime.
Effort, though.
And they're thinking there's no time left. Paige 27. The Lady Bruins 24.
Give me just a second. I'll add up some totals real quick.
Take your time. This is one that we thought would be a barn burner. Number one against number two. Brentwood's won the first two. by 7, one at Page and one at Brentwood. Garth, it looks like Coach Ron Box got his Lady Patriots dialed in tonight.
Well, you said earlier, it's hard for a team to beat another team three times in a season, especially when you get into tournament and championship time, because these girls are experienced. They know what's on the line. There's a lot of marbles on the line.
Yes,
it's a pride. It's a seeding thing. And, you know, certainly, as I stated earlier, you take these two coaches, great, great coaches. It's going to be a matter of adjustments. Who makes the adjustments? And then the players stepping up and playing. I mean, Olivia Wilson, right there. The pass that she just made to
Cochran.
It's an unbelievable pass. I mean, and Cochran to have the knowledge to cut. And I have attended some of Paige's practices. I mean, Ronnie and I coached together for 8 years. So there is a friendship and a bond there that
right.
we have. And I'm sure it probably comes across a little bit biased sometimes. But I coached with him for 8 years. I've seen him practice that stuff time and time again. But you can't teach nor practice the kind of pass that Olivia Wilson just made there.
That was so intuitive.
I mean, I wish that I could draw that our listeners could visually see just what happened on that. There were two executions of transition there that were college-type executions of a transition. So anyway, let's get on to our halftime stats. I am so proud and thrilled to be able to call that kind of basketball. That's the action we love to call right there. Thank you for all the family members that listen across the United States to this. Your family members, your friends, they're playing a fantastic ball game on both sides of the court tonight. The Page Lady Patriots, 27-24 at the half over the Brentwood Lady Bruins, led at the half by Mackenzie Cochran with 9. Lily Wilkin with 6. Abigail Ward with 6. Delaney Noel with 6. Olivia Wilson didn't score, but, boy, she had some great assists there. And
sure
very good defense. The Brentwood Lady Bruins, led by Amelia Osgood, what a fantastic player. She had 15 in the first half. Emily Trusha with 6. Kate Workman with 3. One glaring player that didn't score, Delaney Trusha, the league MVP this year. She didn't score that first half.
Well, it's one of those games where it's a tale of two cities. We'll see what happens in the second half. Let's do this. We're probably not caught up on all our breaks. Alex, appreciate you being there tonight. Why don't you go ahead and take 4 minutes worth of commercials. Let's do 4 minutes. We'll get caught up on breaks, and we'll be back on the other side to get ready for second half action here on AM 950.
Okay, guys, I need everybody focused here. You got your marching orders for this here heist?
Yeah, Tone, no problem. We kill the alarm, ram the plate glass, and the jewels are waiting.
Hey, wait, I just noticed something. This plate glass was installed by Lewis Glass Company.
Oh, yeah, Tone, Lewis Glass is great. They did some work for my dear sweet mother. God rest her soul. Real professionals, Tone.
You know, I gotta say it. I got high regard for this kind of craftsmanship.
What are you getting at, Tone?
I want the word out. If anybody breaks any Lewis glass in this town,
they're gonna sleep with the fishes, Tone?
No, you dummy. They're gonna call Lewis Glass, 615-790-1977. And what's with this always trying to be the tough guy?
Sorry, Tone. I thought that was what you wanted.
Oh, come on, get out of here. Yeah, that's Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. See him there and they'll give you an offer you can't refuse.
This is Ashley Hill, Chief Banking Officer for Franklin Synergy Bank. We're glad you've chosen to listen to WAKM, your hometown radio station. I wanted to share with you a quote from one of the football greats, Vince Lombardi. Coach Lombardi said, "People who work together will win, whether it be against strong football defenses or life in general." At Franklin Synergy Bank, we're a team working together. We're striving each and every day to be the best community bank in the nation for you. I believe our team of veteran bankers works hard to meet that goal. We would certainly appreciate the opportunity to earn your business, your support, and your trust. Stop in any one of our locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and let us show you why experience is the Synergy difference.
Member FDIC.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Hey, Alex, how long? And we're back here at Independence, leading up to the second half action of the 11 AAA girls championship game. Your Page Lady Patriots leading the Brentwood Lady Bruins 27-24 at the half. Stormy, some big time adjustments, I'd say, at this halftime.
Ron Brock came out, was trailing 18-10 after one quarter. They came out, Garth, and scored 13 straight unanswered points. Brentwood finally hit a three to get it back, but still 27-24. Would you like to have been a fly on the wall here in both coaches? Both these coaches are very calm, very confident, very intuitive. Wouldn't you like to have heard what they were saying at halftime?
Well, it would be one of those opportunities to have coaches mic'd up that I think would be very good for everyone because you know, it's always interesting to hear and see what coaches say at halftime, especially when you have coaches that are experienced and you know, have gone up against each other twice already this season.
Well, Coach Ron Brock, I tell you what, he's as good as it gets. And no doubt about it, he's lost to Brentwood twice this year, which has been, in his mind, unforgivable.
Well, you know, let's remember that last year with Faith Wilkin on the team, you know, the league MVP player, my Gateway Tire Player of the Year, he got put out of the championship game last year by Brentwood.
Yep.
And that stuck with him because last year, clearly, the Page Lady Patriots could have been playing Dixon County
for the
yeah. championship, and that didn't happen. And kudos to Brentwood. Kudos to a lot of these young ladies that are playing now
right.
for Brentwood. I think every one of them was playing because I don't know that they graduated
they
anybody.
Did. They did.
I don't believe they did.
Not one senior.
So, I mean, so tonight to see them go head-to-head at an opportunity, you've got the clearly the top two teams here. And in this second half is going to be classic. May have been the best, maybe the best second half that we called together, you and I,
yep.
ever.
Well, that first half was very entertaining, back and forth, not a lot of mistakes, no silly fouls, both teams playing hard. I mean, I got to tell you something, if you can measure the intensity in here right now, I'm just going to tell you something, you can cut it with a knife. Second half action begins. Paige from Rutterville up 27-24, Garth. On the floor for Paige is Wilson, Wilkins, No, Cochran, and Ward. And Delaney on the drive. Can't get it to go. Gets a rebound. Fight. Fall floater. No good. Rebound. Fall four. Out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Emily Trucial.
Boy, Olivia Wilson fighting hard in there. And I say again, she hasn't scored, but she's done the little things this ball game that's difference makers.
That's right. Here's Delaney Noe out front, right in front of us. Number 14 drives to the right, picked up by Kate Workman. Fall floater.
Dadgummit.
Didn't get it to go. Here comes Delaney Trucial on the rebound. Gets it down the right wing. Kicks it back to Emily Trucial. Emily Trucial on the drive. Can't get it to go. She had an open look.
Did she get fouled there?
She got knocked down. They didn't call it.
It's unusual for her to miss a layup.
This is true. Here comes Cochran. Drives the left. Use the left hand. And she draws a foul. She's on the line for two. Take your pick on which Trucial sister gets it. That would have been the question. Kate Workman.
That's great. Kate Workman. I thought the Trucial sister came over.
He called it on number 10.
Well, that was helpful for Brentwood.
Yes, Cochran to the line. Good. Her granddad was listening the other night. Carmel, Indiana on radio.net or akmworldwide.com. Got listeners literally all over this country.
It's going to be a lane violation.
And who stepped in?
I'm not sure. I wasn't watching, but I think Olivia Wilson may have stepped in over there on the side. I'm not sure, though.
Second one doesn't count. 28-24 is the score. Osgood kicks it down inside to right wing to Delaney Trucial. She cross courts past it.
She walked.
They didn't call it to Workman. Back out front to Osgood. Osgood's picked up by No.
Osgood's going to work right here.
And she's going to draw the foul. Wilson's going to draw it. 6:44 to go. 28-24 is the score. Going to be shooting, too. She's had a big night tonight so far. She's got 15 points already. 16 points. Sweet 16.
She's a player. I mean,
16.
She's a player.
16 of 25.
Whoa.
17 of 26. She needs to need some help.
I said she's X Factor for Brentwood. And I'm telling you, everything clicks through me, Osgood.
This is true.
She's the quarterback. She's the running back. The Trucial sisters are her receivers.
Jump ball is called. How about Kate Workman on the defense, picking the pocket, and the defense is amped up here a little bit, more so for Coach Miles Flash and his Lady Bruins.
Paige is switching defenses up.
Like they've gone to a 2-3 matchup?
It's a matchup zone.
All right. Delaney Trucial gets the corner for Workman's. He's open. She's short. And I don't mean height. Shot.
That should be on Trucial right there, coming
Emily,
over the back.
Let's see, on 1-2. 1-2 is
yep.
correct. Emily Trucial.
Came up over the back.
Draws a foul.
Cut to the ball.
I don't know how many that is on her. Let's see. That is her first. She has 6 points. Cross court, gets it down to Cochran down the left wing. She's double teamed in the corner. Gets it back out front. Wampler's picked her up. Wampler can't keep up with it. Wow, blocked by Delaney Trucial. Delaney Trucial, you know, those long arms and extended length, leaping ability on the block. Brenda's got out front, working around the perimeter. Osgood backs it out at the 5:30 mark. Down two. Got a chance to tie or go ahead right here.
They're forcing Amelia to go to her right.
Yep.
They're overplaying big time.
Emily Trucial goes in. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and the foul's going to be called.
That's another one on Trucial.
That's two back-to-back. Back-to-back possession.
Ladies, back to the ball!
Olivia. And Ward's going to take it out underneath the, the other basket.
Go, Mike.
Abigail Ward.
Mike.
Oh, my goodness. Gets it across to Delaney. No. Down the right wing is Wilson. And it's almost stolen again by, I tell you what, little Kate Workman, she's ever so quick.
She is quick. And deceivingly long arm.
Yes, a great anticipatory move. Wilkins backs it out. Brentwood looks like they've gone either a one. Is that a 1-2-2?
It's a 1-2-2.
That's what I was thinking. They'll play the point.
Trying to deny the pass over the wing. I'm not so sure that the shooting percentage of where they're getting the looks is the greatest percentage, but
step back, Wilkins, no good, it's short. Rebound fall for it, off Brentwood.
It's off Brentwood. Last of that ref was blocking, I couldn't see, but the last person I saw thought that it was Cochran. Almost became a three-man game right there with Cochran and Lily Wilkins and Abigail Ward there.
Lorenzo in.
Ward
out and stolen by Osgood.
Wrong pass.
Yeah, trying to go way out front. Osgood anticipated it. Workman thought about three in the left wing, smartly kicked it out front at the 420 mark. Go look at inside. Beautiful
great
pass.
Great pass.
Chris, ball
great
moves.
Ball
Osgood's man. Open. And when she's open, you know what she's going to do? She's going to nail.
She's going to knock a shot
a
down.
A three-pointer. The Bruins back in the lead for the first time in this second half, 29-28. Ross, let's keep it here. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Ladies basketball at its best.
Totally agree, Stormy. Totally agree. And I said this you when at the break with Coach Joins. I enjoy watching. No, don't mean to take anything away from any boys' team this year, but I enjoy watching these two teams go head-to-head better than any matchup. And I've watched a lot more men's basketball in my lifetime than ladies' basketball.
Oh, I know.
But with two boys playing. But this game right here is as good as advertised. I mean, going backwards and forwards, the matchups of who's guarding who, who's making shots, Amelia Osgood just being an ace out there. I mean, goodness gracious. Then for Paige to keep Delaney Trussell scoreless, the MVP of the league this year.
Averaging 18.5 points a game.
Scoreless. I mean, wow, what an effort by both teams.
I don't think no one's done that this year. Here comes Paige in red going from right to left. They're down one with 4 minutes to go. Cochran gets it to No out front, backing out. Brent was still in that 1-2-2 zone. I think that puts more pressure on ball movement. Obviously, they're trying to get it to Wilkins free in the corner.
Now, Brentwood switched to a 1-3-1.
And it's stolen. Workman's going to steal it. Smartly backs it out. Wow, Trussell, one pass too many. Wilson on the steal.
Give it up.
He's back to No. To Ward down the.
Oh, she had a Wilson flashing right there.
Yep, she had it. She had on the backdoor cut. Down the left wing, No takes the shot. Front rim, no good. Fall for it. Pull down is Osgood. 1-on-1. Fake up and miss. Trussell for the putback.
Emily Trussell with a matchup.
Emily Trussell pulls it out and gets the basket. All of a sudden, up three. 31-28. Bruins inching ahead. Paige Blanche way ahead. Then they came back. Falls into Wilson. Almost had it stolen. She goes in, nice basket. What a move.
You don't see a post player making those moves with the basketball in her hand.
Beautiful switch and dribble. Kicks it off the glass, got him within one, 31-30. Inside to Lorenzo, missed it. Had the look, used the left hand, a little bit high on the backboard to score. 2:30 to go, 31-30. Cochran right in front of us, in red tonight, white numeral, blue trim. Lady Bruins are all white tonight. Royal blue trim. And both these teams are, I mean, fundamentally as sound as it gets. Cochran drives to the right, kicks it back out. Down the wing, thought about the three in the corner. Gets it into Wilson. The ball's loose. It's saved, stolen by Workman. She did not walk. She did not walk. Paige Faithful wanted it. She did not. She held her foot. Gets it across the line. Delaney Truce is scoreless. That won't go, but how long, many times has that happened?
I don't know if it's happened any this season or last season, to be honest with you. I'm not sure.
Both sisters, Truce's sisters, in the.
She walked. She is in her head right
it
now.
Is.
It's totally in her head.
You mentioned that earlier. You said Lily Wilkins could get in her head. Lily Wilkins looks like she would be somebody. She would just be a little quiet little girl that would.
Well, she walked through here earlier. And, you know, seeing her out there, I looked around a while ago, and I promise you, I thought it was Faith walking behind me. She had her hair not in the ponytail,
right?
And I thought it was Faith. They look that
much
similar.
Yep.
Their playing styles are different. Don't
right.
get me wrong. Get me wrong on that. I mean, they're glaring differences in their style of play. But Lily Wilkins is sneaky, fast.
Oh, yeah.
And
deceptively quick. Yeah.
She is. She is. She's fun to watch. She's constantly smiling out there while she's on the defensive effort. And you don't get that very often. I think she enjoys playing defense more than she actually plays offense. Enjoys playing offense.
Oh, I agree. She's the consummate team player. All right, 1:45 to go. Third quarter action, 31-30. Brentwood's in the lead. They have clawed back.
Ooh!
And got Wilkins open. Cochran, man, Bowman, dribble drive.
That was a set-up play right there.
Beautiful play. That's Ryan Brock special right there. Back page up, back 32-31.
Back to man-to-man.
Osgood takes it downtown and says, get some of that. 34-32 at the 1:15 mark.
That girl's special.
Wow.
She's special.
I mean, got competitor written all over. Here comes Delaney Noe to Ward. Going right inside to Cochran. Ball's on the floor, and Workman's going to get the jump ball. It's going to stay with Paige if they get the arrow. Workman's had several steals tonight, Garth. Several tips. Wampler's coming in for Workman. Workman's little red face there. She's the little redhead. She's played her heart out tonight. Paige taking in and out for her own basket. Out front to Wilson. She drives left hand, going to score. And draws a foul. Draws a foul. Delaney Crucial got beat on the pick. Wilson gets the basket, going to the line for a three-point play. Garth, this game is nip and tuck. We're tied at 34.
They say, how you like me now?
Wow.
Mercy.
This is the games we sign up for. Wilson to the line, makes it up 35-34. To say they're going back and forth would be an understatement. Under 50 seconds. Brentwood trailing by one. Baseline drive, kicks it back out front.
Whoa, that's a foul by Delaney,
you know. Yep. She knew it.
Not a bad foul, actually.
Nope. Delaney
that's
foul.
Only
Delaney.
Their second foul of the half.
Whoa. Pages, that's right, only two fouls. Brentwood has four. Neither team in foul trouble.
Well, I wouldn't let her get loose.
No, Wazga down the right wing, soft floater. Oh, what a touch. Use the glass, kicked it softly. Back up one, 36-35. Here comes Ward down the right wing, left wing, right in front of us. Cochran, top of the key. She's picked up by Delaney, she breaks to her left, kicks it back. Wilkins thought about it. Smartly takes it back out front with 20 seconds to go. She's picked up by Osgood. Step back.
Short.
Rebound. Pulled out of the air by Wilkins. Got her own rebound. 10 seconds. Cochran sees the eight.
Got to go.
Got 5 seconds. Delaney Noe's going to take it. Three-pointer on the way. Bank is open in Thompson Station. The bank is open. It's good. 38-36 as time expires. Paige, 38. Bruins, 36. We take a one-minute break, Alex. Appreciate you, buddy. 1 minute right here on AM 950.
Who doesn't love pizza? Well, for the best pizza experience locally, visit Nashville Pizza with two great locations in Franklin and Grassland. They really do have the freshest ingredients. The pizza dough is made daily and it's never frozen. It contains no sugars. Nashville Pizza has daily lunch specials with wonderful appetizers for starters. Get salads, sandwiches, slices, or just have a whole pizza. You'll find out why Nashville Pizza was voted as a finalist for Nashville's Best Pizza. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center, Highway 96 East. Call 595-8001 or 2176 Hillsborough Road, Grassland, 591-7050. Nashville Pizza is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10, and Sunday, 12 to 8. Check out their website at www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Now delivering in your area. And remember, for the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
Thank you, Alex. 38-36, page up, 38-36 on a bank shot at the buzzer. Delaney, no, they take the lead on a huge three-pointer.
Oh, my Osgood said,
I want some of that. Back-to-back,
they backed off and left her open.
Man,
can't
you leave her open for 28 foot. She nails it. This is Ali and Frazier standing at middle of the ring just laying haymakers on each other.
Well, she is she's in a different zone right now.
28 of 39. Pace backs it out front. Brentwood still looks like they're going back to 2-3. Or 1-2-2. No, still 1-2-2. Osgood out front. Wamper in on the middle, right? Good backdoor pass. Wilson can't handle it. Ball's loose. Cochran saves it. But shot is good. Cochran is cool to the other side of the pillar for the basket. 40-39.
I tell you the truth, I'd put two on Amelia Osgood. I'm telling you right now, I would force somebody else to beat me besides Amelia Osgood because she's having a game of her life.
28 points.
Wow. I can't say enough good things for that young lady right there.
Fun to watch. Turnover by the Bruins. They're trailing 40-39. Wilkins way out front. She's picked up by Osgood. Wilkins goes to her left, steps back at the three-point line. Ward drives right, hands off to Cochran. Back to Nove. She drives right. Back and forth. Picked up. Oh, that's inside look. Got Wilson on the baseline cut.
Who made that pass?
Cochran made the no-look pass, 42-39.
Cochran. You know how many Team B right players are out there on that floor tonight? There's a bunch of them. That's a foul.
Yeah, Wilson on the foul. Well, they play together against each other and together.
Yeah. They spend most of their summer together. A lot of these young ladies on both squads do.
A lot of familiarity out there, a lot of talent, a lot of class. 6 minutes to go, Page 42. Brentwood, 39. Get it out front to Osgood. She backs it out. Here she comes across the timeline. Picked up by Cochran. Going down the right wing. She's going to take it in. Soft floater. And she draws a foul.
And nope, they called her for walking.
They did. My bad there.
Stormy Delaney Trussell left the game.
I saw that. Did she leave?
They took her out. I mean,
Wilkins drives and can't get it to go. Tommy Little to our left slaps his scorebook. Emily Trussell back out front to Wamper. Good cross-court pass. Stolen. Wilkins on the defense. Gets it down to Cochran on the base, on the drive.
Ooh!
And she scores! Drives a foul. Austin's going to go. And Cochran's going to the line. The basket's good. And the Page faithful are going nuts.
Stormy, you know how many sophomores are out there right now for Page?
Five.
Three. Three sophomores, one junior, one senior.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
44-39, Cochran to the line.
Remember me saying Cochran had to have a great ball game?
She got 14 out on
the She missed the free throw.
But she got a rebound. Pulls it down, 5 minutes to go, up five. Lady Bruins haven't been down all year this late in the ball game. Shot on the way from Ward.
Oh.
No good. Rebound pulled down by Osgood. Good tip by Trucial.
Turn around.
Lawson is blocked. Blaney No gets the block and the foul called. DePage Faithful don't like it. Got a lot of ball, a lot of arm. Good call.
I think it's a good call.
Yeah, it was. 5 minutes to go. That's three on no. Lawson to the line. Missed
not
it.
A bad foul.
No.
Not a bad foul.
Turned out to be a great foul if you're a Page fan.
That was a good shot. Oh, great rotation. You missed it.
And off Crucial, out of bounds.
I thought that one was in. It had a great rotation.
That was not a good possession if you're a Brentwood fan. 44-39. Delaney Noe has picked up full court press being employed by Brentwood. They get across the timeline. Full court pass to Wilson. Baseline kicks it out front towards Delaney Noe wide open for three.
No way.
Missed it. Wilson saves it. Stolen by Workman. Here she comes, one on three. Cross court pass to Osgood. She's going to drive
recover.
The paint.
Recover.
And she's fouled out.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how that wasn't a foul.
Here comes Cochran the other way. One on three, and she draws a foul. She just ran to the side, and she's going to run in the midst of them. Draw the foul. Go to the line for two.
Well,
Workman.
She's decided that you're either going to stop me or I'm taking it to the hole, and you're not stopping me. And that's they're just not stopping her.
First one, Cochran.
She's gassed, though, right now. She can't hit a free throw.
She's
a really good free throw shooter.
Yep, that one lipped out. 44-39, 4:28 to go. Made it. Timeout, Ron Block, to our
That's a good timeout.
It's a full. Alex, we need a break here, too, buddy. 1 minute. 1 minute break right here on AM 950.
Ernest T., I can't believe I'm out here with you, sneaking around Andy's bushes, spying on him and Helen. You beat it all, Ernest T.
Ooh, there's the sheriff and Miss Crump. I love her.
Just watch and learn, Ernest T., just watch and learn. Just look how Andy floats his arm out there.
Ooh, he's floating it all right.
And Ernest T., look at that beautiful picture window. You know, the one that you broke? It was replaced by Lewis Glass, and it looks fantastic.
I remember I chucked it.
Pipe down, Ernest T., pipe down. This ain't no ballpark.
What's happening now, Deputy?
Look, Ernest T., unless I miss my guess, you got yourself a kiss coming up right about now.
You gonna kiss me?
No, you nincompoop. And he's gonna kiss Helen.
You mean on the mouth?
You beat it all, Ernest T.
And speaking for the county clerk's office, I'd just like to say we keep the Lewis Glass number very handy in the office. 615-790-1977. Because you never know when you'll encounter a threat. And they treat you like you're in Mayberry.
First off on the board tonight for us, the Studio A, 45-39, 4:28 to go. Fourth quarter. Bruins have not been down in the fourth quarter all this year except for one loss. And that was against Innsworth in their first loss. They have won 24 straight since then. Lorenzo out front. Good defense being employed. Good ball movement. Osgood's picked up by Ward. Step back three. It's on the way. It's good.
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
He's feeling it.
Is Kobe Bryant out here? I mean, 31 points for number 32.
She's feeling it. She's in a different zip code right now. She's that good.
45-42, 3:50 to go. One thing about Lily Wilkins, she still ain't broken a sweat. That girl is cool, calm, and dry. Just poised. And Ron's going to have them run a little bit.
They're going to make her bring her. They're going to make Brentwood come out and guard. Smart move, actually.
Yep.
They execute a man-to-man offense extremely well.
Yes, they do. And they're looking for Wilson on the backline cut. Brentwood's trying to pick up Cochran at the 3:14 mark. Back to Wilkins. Wilkins and Cochran, good as it gets. Drives, kicks it out, moves it. They're making Brentwood play some defense here.
Yes,
at the 3:05 mark. They're down three. Cochran, man, I tell you what, these ball handling skills, these girls, as good as I've ever seen for girls. I mean, look at this. Behind the back, sophomore goes in. Ball floater. Charges. Lily Wilkins got a smile on her face. But that's a foul on her with 2:50 to go. That's her third, Garth.
Yeah, I believe Ronnie disagreed with the call.
Yep.
I believe Lily should have probably pulled that out. I mean, two defenders there, that's a gamble
yep.
to take against two defenders, even though she, you know, you love the aggressiveness.
Inside pass, Osgood hits Crucial on the baseline cut there within one at the 2:30 mark. They lit out on Osgood, and she dumped it off. Delaney on the drive, Womper on the rebound, and Wilson picks her pocket. They're on the floor. It's loose.
Pull it out.
And Paige very wisely
pulled that out.
Paige comes up with it. Paige comes up with a loose ball. Timeout Ron Brock to our left. 2:09 to go. Paige 45.
It's 30 seconds.
Bruins 44. We're keeping it right here.
Stormy, have you seen any better action?
Best basketball game we've seen this year.
Hands down.
Includes boys, all of them. I mean, it's just telling you, it's just the way they're playing. It's amazing.
They're not leaving. You know, one thing about it, you always ask your players to not, you know, to play and don't leave anything on the floor. And these young ladies aren't leaving anything on the floor. You know, they are flat giving it everything that they've got. And we can honestly say there's 10 young ladies on the floor now, plus all their teammates that have played and on the bench. They want this ball game. This is a pride thing right here, and they want it bad.
Well, like I said, we said initially, it's tough beating a team three times in a row. And Paige lost two times to Brentwood by 7 points each time. Right now, Brentwood's trailing by one with 2 minutes, under 2 minutes to go. Paige is spreading it out almost to a four corner, doing a lot of cross-court passing.
She walked.
And she did.
She walked.
Yes, she did. That was Ward. She took one step too many. Turnover. Key turnover for Coach Ron Brock. Here comes Osgood across the timeline. She's picked up by Cochran. We're at 150. Delaney Crucial back in. It's stolen by Delaney. No. Got 2-on-1. And
very
Cochran,
smartly pulled it out.
Cochran used her brain smartly, pulled it back out. We're going to run the clock at 130. 136, correction. Up one.
Now, I tell you what. I'd be scared to death with him holding the ball that long.
Boy, Brent was flying it around, and fouls called on Osgood. That's her fourth.
Is that her fourth or
that's
third?
That's her fourth. That's her fourth. Going to the line. Going to shoot 1-1. They just got in the bonus, 1-1. Is Mackenzie Cochran. Saw some come rolling across the floor. Wonder what that was. High in the bucket, the 124 mark. Up one. Free throws the key. Missed it.
Sure did. She missed that.
Lorenzi ripped it out of there. Here comes Delaney. Emily Crucial across the timeline. We're at 117. Going to the right.
Nice ball handling by Emily.
Foul's called. It's going to be called on Wilson, who took one in the. Took one in the chest that time. And that's called on Wilkins. 1:11 left. Brentwood's trailing by one. Out front, two. Emily Trusel. They get it inside to Workman. She kicks it back out smartly. Emily Trusel. We're under a minute. 45-44. Osgood steps back. She's picked up by Cochran. Goes to her right. She double, triple team. Workman for three.
Biggest shot of her career so far.
So, yes, he gets the rebound. Lorenzi!
Oh, wow.
Lorenzi off the glass.
Holy
number
cow.
Number 13 puts the lead up. 46-45, 39 seconds. Here comes Pace, trailing one. Lorenzi got the fortuitous rebound. They're under 30 seconds. Cochran is guarded by Workman. Shot from Delaney Doe for three. Boom!
Oh,
it's good. 48-46. 48-46. Peyton is in the lead with 23 seconds to go. It's a full. Alex, let's take 30 seconds. We need a quick 30 seconds right here on AM 950.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
23.1 tenths of a second left. Brentwood trails 48-46. Delaney Noe with a killer shot from the corner, guard, a three-pointer that was good the second it left her fingers. What does Brentwood do?
Well, I mean, you've got Delaney Trussell, you got Emily Trussell, and you got Amelia Osgood. Has had a phenomenal game, but she might have to be a decoy here and let one of the Trussell sisters win it or tie.
All right, under 15 seconds. I was just double teamed out front. They get it to Delaney Trussell. She's been quiet tonight. To the foul line. Osgood's going to take it. It's picked. Her pocket's picked. Her pocket's picked. Ron Brock.
Oh, he was calling timeout. Oh, but Paige gets it. With 6.2 seconds left.
Cochran on the pocket pick. I mean, she picked her pocket with 6 seconds left. Paige gets the ball on the jump ball. Coach Ron Brock is going to set up a play. Right now, Brentwood is staring down their first defeat of the year, and the Brentwood faithful think it's a wanted to call walking, but there was no walking on the play.
Stormy, this just came in. The Nolensville girls win their championship, their District 12 AA championship over Marshall County, 50-37. Congratulations.
Chris Ladd.
What a good program out there in Nolensville.
11 AA, great job.
Oh, man, what a game.
Wow.
What a game.
Well, all you can do is just keep playing.
Yeah, that's exactly all you can do is just keep playing. And, question at this point is who you going to foul? Who you going to foul? Because either they got to get a steal coming in or they got to foul quick.
6.2 tenths of a second left.
And, you know, this might be the first time that I've seen Brentwood student section being outnumbered. Look at Paige's student section compared to Brentwood.
100. They get the ball inbound.
Oh, what a cut.
Lily
Wilkins,
she's dribbling it out. She's at 4-3. She gets the ball, rear the ball, and she's fouled with 2.4 tenths seconds left.
What a V-cut.
They broke free. Lily Wilkins.
She made a V-cut that was phenomenal.
She is yet to start sweating. She's going to the line.
She's getting ready to shoot a 1-1. Because this is a 1-1, and she needs to hit it.
She's got 8 points. Eye in the bucket, shooting 1-1. Flexing the knees.
Missed it.
Brentwood's got it. Cochran across the line. Osgood. Wow. Timeout. Brentwood with about a minute. They called timeout with about one. Wow, the Pace folks think the time ran out. 1.5. 1.5, what they're going to say.
1.1
second. Osgood got the rebound, got a shot off it. Miles Slash to call timeout with 1.1 tenth second.
The ball should be right up here.
Right in front of him.
Yeah.
Which means they're obviously a long. Either they throw it in for a quick tip, or they just take a three.
Well, with the Trussell's length, I mean, if you get the ball up high, I mean, it's hard. That's going to be a hard second pass to make, or a pass to an open person.
You're not going
to
have them.
But you're not going to have time, so you've almost got to, you've almost got to get a pass to make the shot. So, a screen's going to have to come off. And somebody's going to have to swing. Amelia Osgood can make a long shot.
Okay, Workman's going to take it in right in front of the Page bench. Wilson is in front of her. Wilson's in front of her.
Do not foul him. I mean, you can't foul.
Wortman's going to try to get in. She gets it in. Osgood gets it. She gets the shot off. And no, it's it. That's it. They couldn't get the shot off. And Paige is loving it. Paige is loving it. 48-46. Three times is too tough to win. Three times is too tough to win. But, boy, Ron Block got him in the district championship. Miles Thrash on class. Giving handshakes, doing a good job. But, hey, Paige, Lady Patriots, a lot of smiles on the folks from Runnerville, Garth. Ron Block takes a huge sigh of relief.
You love to see the sportsmanship. You hate to see anybody lose in that kind of game, but my goodness, what a ball game.
Well, that's the one we had circled on our calendar for, I guess, forever. It didn't work out where we had them in our regular season game, but we got them here in the final. Paige will go into the tournament. Paige will go in the tournament as a one seed. Brentwood will go in as a two seed. They will play Friday afternoon. Our games, we don't have the exact times, but the game times are 4, 5:30, 7, and 8:30. I'm going to repeat that. Game times are 4, 5:30, 7, and 8:30.
6:30 now.
And Saturday the same time. For the guys. Terry Merrill said he would be glad to help out. He's going to help out Friday afternoon, the first few games.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. So, Stormy, what a ball game.
Man, as good as it gets.
Hate to see someone lose in that game.
Michelle Polk liked the outcome. She appreciated our good call of the ball game. It's just one of these teams, if I had to bet, a week from Wednesday, a week from a week from tomorrow, we'll see these same two teams playing again.
A very good possibility of that.
Write it down. Paige and Brentwood, again, a week from today, I'm going to make a prediction.
All right, so Paige Lady Patriots led tonight by Mackenzie Cochran with 15, Delaney Noe with 12, Lily Wilkin with 8, Abigail Ward with 6, Olivia Wilson with 7. I'm not sure how many all tournament team or choices they get, but I tell you one thing. They need several for that Paige Lady Patriots, and the Brentwood Lady Bruins need several also.
I agree.
Amelia Osgood, 31.
Wow.
For the Lady Bruins. Emily Trucial with 10. Kate Workman with 3. Caitlin Lorenzi with 2. 48-46. Paige Lady Patriots. Man alive.
Good as it gets.
It is. I am exhausted. I'm blessed to be able to watch such a great game. Stormy, you did a phenomenal job tonight. It's been real. I don't know that we'll see another matchup like that unless these two go at it again.
Well, if they do, we'll fasten our seatbelts to hide the women and children and call another one. Instead of sitting here for all the post-game stuff, where we just tell you that Paige won the 11 AAA District Tournament. They will be the number one seed this coming Friday night from John Overton High School. First game at 4, second game 5:30, third game at 7, last game at 8:30. We'll be on the air at 3:50 with pregame, and we will bring you all the action. For Alex Kristoff, for Garth Bolden, this is Stormy Mitchell, no doubt about it. If you're a Brentwood fan tonight, it's been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless.
It's been a hard day.